Should you shoot bulk ammo through a Precision 22? This week on Mail Call Mondays. I'm John McQuay with 8541 Tactical, and this is Mail Call Mondays, the show that answers your questions about precision rifles, optics, and equipment. Welcome to the Mail Call Mondays, and this Monday, we are going to talk about a topic that I have gotten questions on quite a few times in the past, and that is shooting bulk ammunition through a match-grade 22 rifle. Now, the rifle I have sitting in front of me here is the CZ-457 that we're in the process of doing a review on, and hopefully that will be done in the next week or two. But this is a box-stock match-grade 22 rifle. We've done nothing more than take it out of the box, put a bipod on it, put a scope base, scope and rings on it, and that's it. I have not even adjusted the weight of the trigger pull on this rifle. So far, shooting the rifle, it has performed very, very well. And most of the ammunition I've shot through it is Lapois Center X. And again, I hope I pronounced that correctly, because you guys always call me the carpet when I mispronounce Lapois. So most of it has been Center X, and the rifle performs very, very well with Center X. It shoots one hole groups at 50 yards with no problem whatsoever. It is definitely a sub-MOA rifle for all intents and purposes for NRL 22 type competition. And that is mainly what I set it up for. I wanted this to be a base class rifle so that when someone shows up at our local NRL 22 matches, if they don't have the appropriate rig, then I have a loaner rifle that I can hand to them. Or if somebody has a rifle that goes down, we have a loaner rifle that they can shoot. We're not talking about a high-priced rifle, so I think it's a really good example to use for this demonstration. So, as I said, normally I shoot Center X ammo through it, which is not the most expensive Precision 22 ammo out there, but it is also not cheap as far as 22 ammo goes. Now, on the flip side of it, right here, I have a Federal BYOB, which is Bring Your Own Bucket of bullets. So these are 36 grain copper washed hollow points. It's just general 22 plinking ammo. The reason I have this is because my boys and I shoot Steel Challenge, and very often we are either shooting an M&P 1522 or two of the Ruger pistols that we have. And when you're shooting 22 Steel Challenge, the targets are huge and they are relatively close range. So this is a speed shooting competition. It is not really a precision competition. So what you are worried about with ammo selection, especially when you're shooting semi-autos, which are pretty much everything that is being shot in Steel Challenge, is you just need to make sure that the weapon functions 100% reliably, because a dud or a failed cycle or a malfunction will definitely cost you a match. That will be your stage that gets thrown out or your run that gets thrown out. So you really want to make sure the ammunition is supremely reliable, and I found that this stuff works really well in all of our semi-autos. But I never really sat down and shot groups with it because that wasn't the purpose of the ammo. I have ammo here that I keep on the shelves that is designed for precision in scoped rifles that are capable of supporting that. But I've got the question over and over again, hey, you know, how does this ammo function? How does that ammo function? And the bucket was sitting here staring me in the face when we were packing up, getting ready to go out for our last training session. Now, I was really concentrated on getting Andrew, my youngest, more comfortable with shooting positions with his Ruger. So I wasn't really setting up anything specific for myself as far as training is concerned. So I just threw a target out at 50 yards and just did some regular accuracy drills where I was trying to shoot the most accurate group I could in the quickest amount of time that I could possibly shoot it. So I started out with the CZ-457 shooting some Center X ammunition, and it performed exactly the way I would expect it to. It's shooting dime-sized groups at 50 yards, really no problem at all. I then switched over and loaded up some magazines with the Federal 36 grain, and I really was not expecting a whole lot out of it. I mean, this stuff is 36 grain, it's copper washed, it is a hollow point, and they're in a bulk tub here, so they bounce around and rattle around and bang against each other. And they're also 1,260 foot per second is the quoted muzzle velocity. Now, I haven't put a chronograph on them. I may do that if we go decide to do some longer range tests with them. But I have to believe they're somewhere close to that. They were definitely supersonic because I could hear the crack of the bullet. Whereas the Center X is standard velocity, which out of this rifle is subsonic, so there is no crack. When I put the suppressor on it, this thing is very, very quiet. It's a joy to shoot with no ear probe. With the supersonic stuff, you can still shoot it with no ear probe, but you're going to get that snap every time you fire a shot. So I wasn't expecting a whole lot out of it, and I was expecting to see some pretty wild stuff when I switched ammo and then see it shoot in a little bit. But what I saw is right off the bat, I would group several shots fairly tightly, again, for bulk ammo, and then I would get a flyer. And it was pretty consistent where I would get four shots in a nice little cluster, and then I would get one flyer. So I'm going to chalk that up to consistency with the ammunition because there's nothing else I could really chalk it up to. Again, with the Center X ammo, I wasn't getting any flyers. Everything was shooting into one nice ragged hole. Whereas this stuff, four shots, flyer. Now, the flyer was far enough out that it would be a miss if I was shooting on steel for NRL 22. For most of the situations that you shoot it in, it would be a miss, with the exception of positional. Positional, those targets are large enough that you would probably still get a hit, but if you were shooting on a 50-yard paper stage or 100-yard paper stage, the flyer would have been a miss. But it was still fairly interesting to see that with bulk ammo, the majority of the shots were grouping very closely together, and I could see immediately through the scope when I kick one out, and I would be able to evaluate, was that the ammo or was that me? Because if I didn't call it, if the crosshair was pinned to the center of the target when I broke the shot and it zinged out, then I could easily say, okay, that's the ammo, and drive on. So even if you were trying to do some really accurate practice, as long as you're confident in your ability to call your shots, then bulk ammo may be a good option for that. If you're shooting positional, bulk ammo could be a really good option for a cheap training session. Now, I really wanted to see what happened when I got done shooting the bulk ammo and I switched back to the Center X, because the Center X is a lead projectile with a wax or a paraffin lube on the outside of it, so it leaves a really nice consistent condition inside the bore. Again, the Federal 36 grain is a copper washed lead hollow point. There's no lubrication on it at all, so it is definitely changing the bore condition when it goes through. So when I switched back to the Center X, I was expecting to see a point of aim deviation or group size deviation or something, and I really didn't see that. It was shooting very accurately pretty much right off the bat, and it may have gotten just a hair tighter as I went on and shot a couple of more groups just to see if that was a fluke. So that actually builds confidence in me to be able to go out, and if I wanted to shoot a training session with bulk ammo, know that all I have to do at the end of the training session is run a little bit of match ammo through it just to bring that bore back to its normal condition, and then I would be good for the next match. In fact, although I wouldn't recommend this, I could probably go into a match having shot bulk ammo the day before, and then through my zero confirmation and my dope confirmation shots at the beginning of an NRL 22 match, I would probably have cleaned the bore back out and had it running clean on the Center X again. So again, really nice thing to see. Now, what I want you guys to get out of this video is that you don't always have to pick the most expensive option. Obviously, with 22s, to get the highest performance capable out of them, you need to buy a wide variety of match ammunition. You need to shoot the wide variety of match ammunition and document your results. and then pick what is the best ammunition out of that for that specific rifle. We've seen even two rifles of the exact same model may like slightly different ammunition. So it just happens. It's the way the barrel's manufactured, the way the chamber's cut. You don't really have a whole lot of control over ammunition like 22 that is store-bought, that is not hand-loaded. So do your homework if you want the highest level of performance. But the way things are going right now, sometimes you do not get to choose what ammunition you can get. Bulk may be the only thing that's sitting on the shelf. And if that's the case, there's really no excuse to say, oh, I'm not going to go out and train then because all I have left is a couple of boxes to shoot the next match. Go ahead and buy some bulk ammunition. Go out, see how it performs in your rifle. It may perform like absolute garbage, and it may be something that you end up writing off, but you may find a gem. You may find that it performs really well in your rifle, and it may be something that you can use for some inexpensive training or even to shoot a match if you really end up in a tight spot. Now, for me, I would not decide to go shoot a match with this bulk ammunition, even though it performed fairly well. The flyers were enough of a flyer that in quite a few stages it would be a miss. And very often the competition runs tight enough in our club that I don't really want to afford a miss that I could have made. So I will stick with the match ammunition, and specifically right now the Center X ammunition for this rifle. But if I couldn't get replacement Center X, if it was out everywhere and I was waiting on a shipment to come in, that if I had the choice of not shooting a match or shooting the match with bulk ammo, I'm going to go shoot with bulk ammo, because if you don't shoot the match, you've obviously not won it. You shoot the bulk ammo, you may actually place well, and you're still getting the great experience of going out and shooting. Additionally, if you have a younger child, that you are getting them set up on the gun and they are not the most accurate shooters, it's more about gun handling and the experience, then you don't have to feed the gun match ammo. You can go out there with some bulk ammo, and the bulk ammo in the rifle will probably work better than that shooter's performance level at that point in time. So again, if the shooter is not able to get the most out of the rifle and the ammunition, now, then maybe, depending on what your training goals are, bulk ammunition may be the answer. As I said, the full review of the CZ-457 will be coming very soon. Pretty much done all the shooting with it that I need to do to see where it's at. There was a little bit of a hiccup in it because I did have, I had this scope on initially, this Athlon scope that one of our awesome viewers sent to us a little while back. But I had switched over to a Vortex Diamondback Tactical because I was also evaluating that scope as well. And that scope really was not performing the way I expected to. So it is on its way back to Vortex to hopefully get some either warranty replacement or warranty repair and then be coming back to us. And we'll talk more about that when we review the Diamondback Tactical. But I had to drop this scope back on here and get it dialed in. And now we are about ready to run the full review. Now, before we go, I know you guys are going to ask me about this guy right here. This is a chamber, actually a mag flag for the rifle. It's got this neat little shark fin on it, so it makes it a little bit easier to get in the gun, first of all, but it then also prevents the bolt from going forward, and you can see the little fin sticking out through the ejection port. So it's a really nice deal when you are shooting a match and you finish on your stage. It's easy. It's got the little mag flag on it, so it's easy to pull this thing out of your pocket, stick it in the gun. We can see that the gun is now in an inoperable state. Now, it doesn't prevent a round from being in the chamber, but even if there was a round in the chamber, there is no way for the rifle to fire right now. So in an ideal world, your RO checks, sees that the chamber is clear. You put this guy in and leave it in there, put it in and latch it, and leave it in there until your next stage. then there's absolutely no way that a round can find its way into the chamber or that the bolt can go forward and the rifle can fire. So pretty cool little setup. This guy came from Yautech. They're not a sponsor. I just, my father actually bought one of these for his rifle, not a CZ. And I checked their site, and they had them for the CZ, so I went ahead and grabbed one and grabbed a couple for some other rifles. And we'll leave a link to them down in the comment section down below, because these kind of pieces of safety gear I am really on board with. It just makes life a little bit easier. It makes things a little bit easier at a competition, or a little bit safer when things are moving around. You can very easily see that there's no way that this rifle can fire right now. So it makes RO's life, makes match directors' lives a little bit easier. So they're not that expensive. I am 100% on board for them. So that's it for this Mail Call Mondays. What I really want from you guys is I want to hear, have you tried bulk ammunition in your precision rifle? And what kind of results have you had? Have you found some .22 ammo that works really well that is bulk ammo? Have you found some that's just absolute trash? Please drop a comment down below. Maybe you'll help out one of our other viewers. They'll be able to look and say, hey, you know, that ammo worked great. This, again, is the Federal Bring Your Own Bucket. Copper-plated hollow points, comes in an 1,100-round tub. And I picked this up at Academy Sports. You should be able to find it at pretty much any of the big box stores. It's just easy for me to grab this whole bucket and take it out when we shoot Steel Challenge, and the whole family's loading out of one bucket. It just makes things easy for us. So that's going to do it for this Mail Call Mondays. If you guys like the video, please make sure you like, share, and subscribe. And don't forget to hit that little bell icon down next to the subscription button. If you guys want to know when we release new videos, that's the only way to do it. YouTube will play their shenanigans and not let you know when new gun content is released unless you click that little bell icon. And if you guys want to support the content that you know and love, check us out over on Patreon. We really appreciate our patrons over there, and we would love to have you. So until next time, get out and shoot.